You know when Sandy said that there's people who aren't in class because they're barfing in fear? Like, I almost barfed today. I really almost barfed. So, okay, go.
I can't believe that Michael and I are collaborating, and at 8 o'clock last night after we met, we said, okay, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go here, and I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll do it in the morning. And the project is kind of open. I think it'll always be unfinished, but it works because of that, because of what it is, which you'll see later, but it's pretty,
we don't really have a project yet, and I'm glad this is anonymous. We're trying to put something together. We got some equipment, but we don't really we're gonna get it done, but like, this is the ultimate, I think, in terms of project anxiety.
Sometimes I hate that I feel like what I'm best at is facilitating other people's projects and facilitating other people's experiences. I keep on wanting to make stuff, but what I end up making is moments.
I'm really worried that you're all going to think I'm a big skank after my project and that it seemed really tasteless, but like more of a skank than before, like a super skank.
One of my fake projects was really skanky, and that was making it even worse. And I was trying to think how skanky it would have to be before people would stop me before I finished. But then that got really scary, so I didn't do that.
I think one of the differences between this class and any other class is when you're working on a project for this class, you're wondering, is this really a project? Like, is this really going to fly, like, as a project? I mean, I think it's cool, but I don't know. And every other class, it's more defined. So that's kind of where my anxiety comes from.
Yeah, when I thought I wanted to do this last night, it seemed so perfect, and I had this moment of clarity when I got to this point. And then I thought, like 5 minutes later, I freaked out, and I was like, "This is insane! I can't do that," you know. But now I'm doing it.
I think some of my main anxiety about projects is just getting emails about people who have anxiety about projects. Because Susan emailed me for one, but because I have anxiety attacks myself, and like when people email me and say like I'm freaking out, I'm like, yes you are, and it's okay that you're freaking out, because you know, we all freak out at some point. And it's funny because like a lot of people don't understand like how I have physical anxiety attacks, and some people that have emailed me have physical anxiety attacks as well. And it's until you've experienced that feeling of wanting of, you know, like you're going to literally have a heart attack or you can't breathe or things like that. It's a pretty easy to say, well, just get over it and get up on stage and do it, or just finish your project real quick or turn that paper in. And so, I mean, I really understand the frustration sometimes when you're so excited about what you're doing that you've caused yourself to get so worked up that you can't do what you were going to do. And everybody looks at you like, what? So that's my statement.
I just wanted to say, Brandon gets so excited about projects and about helping people with projects that he gets really stressed out himself, even though he's not doing a project. So like Thursday and Friday night of last week, when we were having office hours and stuff, like Brandon came home and he's like super stressed out. He's like, I don't think I helped enough people, and like projects are going to be so crazy because I don't feel like there was enough people at office hours like freaking out about their projects. But Brandon, I think you did a good job. I think projects are going well.
Well, I was a little scared because I wasn't on the list for my project. But the two, the one I'm presenting is the third idea that I had, because the first two failed completely and miserably. And I'll talk about that. And I'm also had anxiety about coming up here and talking about anxiety.
I've had high blood pressure since I was 16, and so my doctors always say not to stress out about things, and then I get really anxious about projects, and then I get anxious about having a stroke while I'm presenting, which heightens my anxiety and stress levels, and then my whole project blows up, and I'm really afraid that my entire project's just going to fail in front of my eyes, and then all of a sudden I have this stroke and I'm in the hospital, and maybe I'll get a chance to redo it without anyone in front of me. Yeah.
I just want to get this on the record. I'm not kidding y'all. I have the same exact anxiety that she has. And I didn't think anybody else had that feeling. Because I too have high blood pressure. I just found out last year. And like, I literally think that a lot. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I guess we'll have a heart attack at some point. And it will probably be when I'm really either excited about something or really upset and scared. So I had never thought anybody else would have that same exact thought. So it was pretty surprising. Class full of
high-strung artists. I like that the lights are off, but I never really get nervous. But my heart's like beating right now. Like, I don't know, but everyone talking about getting nervous has gotten me really nervous.